The rest of the story. That job with a bus company was John's big chance. I want you to remember I said that now. The job with a bus company was John's big chance, but he blew it. Such a simple test. To be a bus conductor, you got a little coin changer with levers on it. You take the passenger's money, give him the correct change. But maybe that's where John flunked it, the correct change part. John had been an awful student before dropping out of school at 16, and mathematics had been a particularly unfavorite subject. In any case, John had failed the test to be a conductor for the bus line, and now he was stuck. What on earth kind of job could he apply for with fewer qualifications? Well, he thought about it, and then he got tired of thinking about it, so he went to the movies. Self-discipline, you see, had never been one of John's proficiencies, as though there were many. He had always resisted the regimentation of school, the unthinking obedience required of him. Now was no different. In fact, so unpleasant was the thought of a job with routine requirements and regular hours that John decided to go on welfare. Of course, he'd have to look for a job, if only technically, in order to qualify. So he developed sort of a routine. He would answer a help wanted ad or two in the morning, discover all of the reasons that he was ill-suited for the job du jour, and then spend the afternoon at a movie show. One day, he told himself, some really interesting profession would present itself to him, and he would pursue that one. Well, John's father had spent his life similarly searching. Dad had done just about everything before settling down to the mundane responsibilities of life. He'd been a circus trapeze artist, a vaudeville performer, a professional baseball player. And he had traveled the world while he was at it. And maybe that's what son John would do, just travel the world and get a look at what lay beyond the dingy confines of his rundown, poverty-plagued neighborhood. And one day he would, indeed, but not before spending almost a year on welfare, followed by a semi-successful job mixing cement on a construction site, followed by a supremely dull stretch of time behind the teller's cage at a bank. That's right. The young man who could not count change for bus passengers found employment counting people's money in a bank. And you'd think that would be the ultimate irony. It's not. I guess what it does seem to go to show is that sometimes you can tell a book neither by its cover nor by its early chapters. For John, as had his father before him, one day at long last did manage to settle down. Only the source of John's stability was a growing interest in politics. And over the past few years, the whole world has learned his name. The whole world. But now you know about the aimless young man who spent most of a year on welfare because he didn't even have what it took to count coins on a bus. That same John is now England's Prime Minister, John Major. And now you know the rest of the story.